Welcome. Thank you for coming to see me. I hope the last week has been pleasant for you. I know it can't be easy to be away from your family. Am I right in saying this is the first time you've been so far away from home? It's okay. Things are going to seem a little strange at first, but it is my priority to make sure you are comfortable and happy. And don't worry about your parents. They'll be taken care of as per our agreement. You have my word. Both you and them will want for nothing while you're in my care. And how was your supper? Forgive me for not joining you. I tend to eat much later. Are you surprised that I eat at all? It's okay. I'm aware that you've probably heard a lot of stories about who and what I am. The rumors are amusing. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. My library also contains some volumes that might be of interest to you. They come from good sources. Oh, I saw your eyes light up. You like to read? Well, of course you can access the library. You're free to wander about my home as much as you'd like. There are no locked doors here. Though I would ask that you respect my chambers and study. There is some material that you might misunderstand at this early stage in your education, and I want you to feel safe with me. Do you understand? Good. Come closer to me. You look very pretty tonight. The way the moonlight from the window plays off your hair. No, don't be embarrassed. It's all right. I see how you blush. Did you think I would not appreciate your sweetness? In truth, I am pleased to have someone so lovely bring some sunshine to my home. It's been a long time since I've had the pleasure of such company, and I hope I'm not too drab or dreary for you. I can make myself more human if it would make you more comfortable. And I think you know what's going to happen tonight. No, please don't be afraid. I see how you tense up, how you shudder. It doesn't have to be so horrible. I will be gentle. It doesn't have to be violent. In fact, it might not be like anything you expected. It doesn't even have to happen tonight. I grow weaker the longer I must abstain, but it pains me to have to take what I need by force. I will understand if you need more time, though there is only so much time I can grant you, and it will be worse the longer you ask me to wait. It's all right. I can see you're afraid. And in some ways, that fear is rational. I won't pretend it's not going to hurt. But it won't be so bad. I can even make it feel good. It will only be unbearable if you struggle. If you submit. If you allow the feeling to overcome you. Then it can feel quite exquisite. You think you might be ready tonight? Yes? Thank you, my dear. Here, take my hand. Come closer. That's right. right up against me. You might feel weak or lightheaded, but just hold on to me. I won't let you fall, I promise. Don't freeze up. It'll be easier if you're relaxed. See, I'm not so frightening up close. My pale skin, my strange eyes, they are just superficial. I am just as alive as you are. I can feel your heart racing, but by the look in your eyes, it seems it is more from excitement than terror. Don't be afraid. I know I can be quite attractive to your kind. And don't be embarrassed either. It's only natural. It pleases me to think that you are not repulsed by being so close to me. Oh, darling, I wonder, have you ever been kissed? And by the way you turn away, I think perhaps not. That's all right. You've been told all your life that longing was improper for a young girl, that you shouldn't want it. But it's okay. I can make this feel good for you. You don't have to be reserved or anxious. I think we're beyond that, don't you? Tilt your head back. Let me touch those lips. Might I kiss you, beautiful girl? Might I be the first? It is no wonder that you enchant me so. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. Your hair is so soft. Let me hold you close. Sweet one, let me kiss your neck. So sweet, so warm. You smell like autumn. And I can still stop now if you would. No? All right, my girl. Relax. Show me your neck. Breathe. Do you feel all right? It wasn't so bad, was it? You want more? Oh, sweetheart, I cannot do that. Please don't look so upset. Hush, it's okay. It's okay. That must have been pretty intense. I didn't expect you to respond like this. Come here, put your head on my chest. Let me stroke your hair. And now you're stroking my thighs. Sweet girl. Oh. Mm-hmm. It is a rather intense experience for me as well. And you're so very beautiful. I imagine you must be going through something similar. An ache in your core. Between your legs. Just like mine. Picturing your body against mine. Oh, you're shaking. Come, sweetheart, come sit on my lap. It's all right. Shh, 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 shh. Take deep breaths. I can ease that ache if you'll let me. Lean against me. I'm not gonna hurt you. I know. I know. It's like a throbbing ache deep inside. And I feel it too. You're not sick, honey. You're maybe a little more excited than I anticipated, but it's nothing you can't handle. Relax. Be still. Let me slip this off. You'll be warm. We need to get you out of these restrictive clothes. There. That's better. I can see your soft skin. It's so warm under my fingertips. Such a beautiful body. I'm going to slide my hand up your leg. Don't squirm so much. It only makes me need you more. I can feel the goosebumps rising. You're so adorable when you blush. It's all right. You can let yourself go. If you need my permission to enjoy this, then you have it. As I run my fingers over your beautiful cunt. So warm. Wet. That's all right. It's a perfectly natural response to what's happening to you. You want me to touch you more? Good. I was hoping you'd say that. You're pushing against my hand. And that feels good, doesn't it? Going to take your panties off now, okay? When you push against me like that, I might just lose control. Oh, I see that look in your eyes. It frightens and intrigues you and makes you burn in places you didn't even know existed. I can feel you twitching against my palm, pulling my fingers into you. That's right. Lean into me. I want to hear you whimper like that again. Now, give me your hand, and I want you to do just like I'm doing to you. That's right. Push your palm against my clit. Feel that warm push of your hand on my body. That's what I need. As I slip one finger. inside of you. Let me pull my panties down and feel your bare hand against me and match what I'm doing here as I slide one finger inside you and make it feel so good. That's right, my love. That's right. Curl your finger. And slide a second one in. That's right, just like that. Curl a finger and use your palm on my clit. Do you feel that? Does that feel so good for you? Oh God, the way you shiver, the way your voice trembles. Do you feel that tension? Do you feel that building pressure? Move your hips against my hands. I've got you. Do what feels good. That's right. Oh, you keep moving against me. That's right. Oh, such a good girl. Okay, my lovely girl, sit down on my lap. You can remove your hand. This is just for you. Straddle my lap. Let me put my other hand around your waist and hold you close. You feel my hand? I'm gonna put two fingers in. And you can tell me if you want more. And pull yourself down. And feel me push up into you. That's right, my girl. That's right. Oh, I can feel you tightening all around my fingers. Oh, fuck. Do you like how I dig into you with my nails on your back? Yes. That's beautiful, baby. That's so beautiful. Don't stop. Just do what feels right. Let me have you this way and take your pleasure with me. You've been such a good girl. You gave me so much. Yes. Let me feel you coming. Are you gonna squeeze down? Buck your hips. Feel that. Feel how it radiates and takes over your body. So beautiful, so good, so lovely. Just take this, my girl. Yes, you can come. Anything you want, my love. All of this is for you. I can hear your heartbeat speeding up. So beautiful. Good. Sink down. Straddle my lap. Yes, bury your head in my shoulder, sweet girl. Let me pet your head. Don't be ashamed. That was amazing. Let me hold you. Take deep, slow breaths. You did so well. If I had known you would have taken to me so intensely, I would have been more prepared. It's all right. You don't have to do anymore. You must be tired. Here, let me wrap you up. You'll be all right. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. That was a lot of firsts. Does it make you feel safe when I stroke your hair? And hold you close? We've got all the time in the world. Shall I take you back to your room, or would you prefer to stay close to me? I can let you sleep in my chambers tonight, if it would please you. Alright. First, we can stay here a little longer. Just a little longer.